Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is Donal Kavanagh with the evening news. Coming up in this bulletin, over 120 vehicles have been detected speeding so far on National Slowdown Day, a number of them in Donegal. We'll have more detail. Also coming up, a South Donegal TD urges the government to forget about proposals such as increased penalty points for driving offences on bank holidays and concentrate on implementing workable measures. And the leader of the Labour Party rejects a call from rural independent TDs for a referendum on the immigration issues to take place in March. Meanwhile, at the UN Security Council, it's expected a resolution on humanitarian aid to Gaza will finally pass this evening. All that to follow over the course of the next 25 minutes. We'll have Unlocked, of course, with Chulainn Ferriter, and the sports news as well coming up at around 5:15. That's with Jordan McDade. But before all that, in the north today, bus and train services have been suspended as a result of strikes. Cross-border services were also affected by the dispute over pay. This man arrived in Belfast from Wales earlier on, hoping to get to Donegal.
And I'm trying to get to Donegal for Christmas, for my mother lives in Donegal. I was hoping to get the bus, and now I'm told there's no there are no trains to get me down there. The taxi's like £140, and I haven't had much sleep, and it's Christmas time, and I'm knackered.
Over 120 vehicles have been detected speeding today. It's National Slowdown Day. One driver found doing 149 kilometres per hour in a 120 zone on the M6 in Oranmore. Another driver found doing 119 in an 80 zone in Dublin. Over 28,000 vehicles have been checked so far, with a number of detections in Donegal. With more detail, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
Four Donegal drivers have been caught speeding. Buncrana Roads Policing Unit issued two fixed charge penalty notices in a speed zone of 100 kilometres per hour. One of the drivers was travelling 24 kilometres per hour over the speed limit, and the other was travelling at 28 kilometres per hour over. Meanwhile, two motorists in Stranorla were also issued with fixed penalty notices. One driver was recorded at 121 kilometres per hour on the N13 on Tívic Moy, and the second motorist was at 9 kilometres per hour over the speed limit in Mullin Drait on the N15 on the 60 kilometre per hour road. These drivers will have to pay a fine of €160 and will each receive 3 penalty points. Gardaí are asking motorists to please slow down this weekend and to drive with extra caution as you make your way home for Christmas.
And Gardaí are also warning against drink or drug drivers, saying over 500 have been arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence of an intoxicant over the course of the past 3 weeks. The Garda Road Safety Enforcement Programme for Christmas and the New Year will run until January 4th, with a large Garda presence being promised on Irish roads. A South Donegal TD is urging the government to forget about proposals such as increased penalty points for driving offences on bank holidays and concentrate on implementing workable measures. This week, Cabinet approved the publication of the proposed new road traffic bill, which targets speeding, intoxicated driving, not wearing a seatbelt and distracted driving. The idea of differing penalty point punishments for differing days was proposed a number of months ago by Junior Minister Jack Chambers, but it's not included in the final draft. It was challenged at the time by Sligo Leitrim and South Donegal Deputy Martin Kenny, who says it could have legal ramifications. Well, he, the Sinn Féin spokesperson for Transport and Communications, now says the government must stop reaching for legislation and take more appropriate measures.
We felt that that couldn't legally stand, that there would be issues with that, that it was fraught with difficulties, and we sought that there would be proper scrutiny of this, and we needed to go back to the drawing board with it. And we said that to the minister when he brought it to the committee for pre-legislative scrutiny. However, he insisted on pushing ahead with it, but now we learned today that he had to drop it because there clearly are issues with it, because it simply will not work legally for to have a different set of penalties depending on the day of the week. You may vary the penalty depending on the particular action that is taken or whatever, but certainly not on the time that it happened. That it just simply wouldn't stand up illegally, and we said that to him at the time. And it draws, I think, attention to the fact that the government can often reach for legislation in these situations, but what they really need to do is they need to put appropriate resources in place for to ensure that we have, you know, the correct level of enforcement of the laws that are already in place. And that's the big issue that we have. We don't have enough Gardaí patrolling our roads. We don't have enough police, roads police services in place. We don't have enough static cameras in place. We have a whole lot of issues around all of that that need to be dealt with. And that's the first place, Gardaí, the minister should be going, rather than to reaching for legislation.
People should be given a say on Ireland's immigration policies, according to the Rural Independents. They're calling for a referendum on the issue. They believe it should be held on March 8th next, alongside two other votes on family and carers. They have stopped short of suggesting what the wording of such a referendum would be. However, the Labour leader says the party doesn't believe such a referendum is necessary. Deputy Ivana Bacik says Labour will not support the rural independence call.
We have international obligations around protection to those who come to our shores fleeing conflict, fleeing persecution in other countries. We have international obligations there. We do believe government should enhance their communication plan around migration, and we've called on government to do that and indeed to appoint a minister for integration with singular responsibility for integration. But we don't see any need or purpose to be served by a referendum on this.
Aid agencies are hoping the UN Security Council will finally pass a resolution to increase humanitarian aid to Gaza. The vote is expected later after regular postponements because of the US threatening to use its power of veto. Julia Tuma is from the UN agency dealing with Palestinian refugees.
What we need right now is not a mechanism. What we need right now is an increase in the flow of humanitarian assistance. I'm sure you have seen the reports that people in Gaza are now starving and are on the verge of famine.
Credit and debit card spending increased by 8% in the first 2 weeks of December. Data from Bank of Ireland shows shoppers in Cavan increased their spending by 11%. Donegal, Kildare and Longford came in second with 9% increases, the lowest increase of 4% recorded in Carlow. Spending in pubs increased by 7%, while cinemas saw an increase of 65%. Gillie Clarkin of Bank of Ireland says increased spending was recorded across all age groups, but particularly among younger people.
The biggest spending rose was amongst our 18 to 25-year-olds. That was up 11% overall. It's really great to see the jump in spending, particularly for businesses nationwide. It's really clear from the analysis that consumers have gotten a head start in the Christmas shopping this year. What we're seeing in our analysis is that total nationwide spending is up 8% in the first 2 weeks of December during that fortnight compared to the same 2 weeks in 2022.
The NOWDOC service, which provides an urgent GP family doctor service to patients in Donegal, has issued its Christmas New Year opening hours. The service is expecting a high volume of calls over the holiday period, with management stressing it's designed to provide urgent GP care to patients and is not a substitute for the emergency ambulance service. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
The NOWDOC service will operate from 6 o'clock this evening until 8 o'clock on the morning of Wednesday, December the 27th. Local GP services will be available on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday of next week during normal hours, with NOWDOC operating again from 6 p.m. on this day week, Friday, December the 29th, through to 8 a.m. on Tuesday, January the 2nd. NOWDOC can be contacted on 0818 400 911. Maura Gillen, the General Manager of Primary Care in the region, is urging people to be patient when they contact the NOWDOC service over the Christmas period and to expect delays due to what they anticipate will be a high volume of calls. She says they will continue to ensure urgent calls are prioritised and dealt with first. Ms Gillen is also urging people to ensure that prescriptions and medicines are arranged with their own GP and pharmacy before the holiday period commences.
A Donegal councillor has welcomed the deal on compulsory purchase orders agreed this week between IFA and Transport Infrastructure Ireland, saying as projects under the 10T programme proceed, we're getting closer to the point where CPOs will become a factor in those discussions. This new agreement will apply to land compulsorily acquired for national road developments between January 1st of 2022 and the 31st of December 2027, with liaison officers being appointed for major projects, market value of land being independently assessed, and an additional payment of €6,500 per acre in recognition of the landowner's cooperation. Councillor Kieran Brogan says anything that streamlines the process is to be welcomed, and he believes this deal will be to the benefit of all concerned.
This is something I would very much welcome, and I would commend the people in both TIA and the AFA for reaching an agreement. I think an agreement is important, and I suppose the intention is good and it's positive, and I think that's important. And there's a template there now to work from, and the fact that liaison people will be in place to deal with that going forward, I think it's very important, and it sends out a positive message going forward, and the intention is good. And obviously, we have a lot happening in this whole area with the 10T project, which is the Manor Cunningham to Lifford, the Bunagee Link and the Ballybuffet and Stern Urler Bypass as well. And a lot of projects online too with regard to the greenways and stuff. So A template is very important, and a rule book, if you like. So I think it's all good. And again, to everyone involved in this, I would commend them and the work they've done.
Is this going to help speed up the process? Because the one thing that the council, I'm sure, wouldn't want is a long, drawn-out and complicated CPO process. So the more streamlined and the quicker that can be, the better it's going to be for everybody involved.
That's exactly, streamlined is exactly the word I was going to use, and I think it's important. And the fact that there is a good template in place, and that hopefully everybody can walk through. Because, look, it's important that there's no hold-ups along the way. We've seen that in the past. Agreement, that's always good. And I think that the fact there's agreement here, it's good news.
Councillor Kieran Brogan. A hole in the middle of the road has left the Letterkenny to Trenter Road at Garocarry closed until next year. The hole is in a bridge located beside Bradley's farmyard. Local diversions are in place. Those travelling from West Donegal's Letterkenny are being asked to use alternative routes. Councillor Mark McBride says extensive works will be needed to see that area repaired. He's added, it makes a strong case that more money is needed for bridge repairs, given the number of bridges in the county.
I spoke to our area supervisor today, and he told me, you know, that he'd been talking to the road section, and that the road will remain closed until the new year. That does a fairly major job to repair the damage that's done there, the fact that it's a bridge and it has collapsed just, you know, a section of it right in the middle of the road. So I suppose, you know, they'll have to come up with a plan on how to fix it, and it will take a period of time to get that road back up and running again.
And is this a sign that there needs to be more funding from government to put into Donegal for infrastructure?
Yes, I think, to be fair about it, we do get a budget annually for the repair of bridges, but you know, we have so many bridges in the county that it's very, very hard to, you know, keep them all as opposed to the condition that they need to be. And I would imagine that particular bridge, you know, it would be very hard to identify. I would say that the persistent heavy rain and the flooding probably caused the problem there, but you know, at the same time, I think we have so many bridges in Donegal, we're probably, there's no doubt the funding that we get is inadequate, and it does make a good case for us looking for more money for bridges here in the county.
And that was Councillor Michael McBride there. Dog owners are being urged to be responsible over Christmas. The government's issued a new leaflet today raising awareness about the responsibilities of dog ownership. Tara Duggan has more.
Agriculture Minister Charlie McConnell Ogan and Minister for Rural and Community Development Heather Humphreys have joined forces to issue a Christmas message about the responsibilities involved in owning a dog. A new leaflet is being distributed to dog wardens, vets and charities. It sets out the legal obligations and the costs of dog ownership and reminds the public to think carefully when taking on the commitment. People are being urged to adopt, not shop, but to speak to their vet or local shelter before taking on a dog to ensure they're prepared for the level of time and money involved. In November, on-the-spot fines under the Control of Dogs Act were increased to €300, while a high-level stakeholder group is examining an expansion of the list of restricted breeds following a recent increase in dog attacks.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Get 30% off all official Donegal GAA Peak Range in the Big St. Stephen's Day sale. Also, great savings on runners and leisure wear.
17 and a half minutes past 5 o'clock. Good evening, Jordan McDade.
Good evening. Thanks, Donal. We start with GAA. The Donegal Under-21A Hurling Championship final takes place this evening between St. Eunan's and Burt. Throw-in at the Donegal GAA Centre in Convoy is at 7:30. In soccer, Luton manager Rob Edwards has paid tribute to the medical staff who saved Tom Lockyer's life. The club captain is recovering from at home after suffering a cardiac arrest during last weekend's Premier League match at Bournemouth. He had a small defibrillator device fitted to prevent it happening again. Edwards says Lockyer is in good spirits.
We've been in touch every day with him, with his dad, and he's recovering. It's baby steps now. That's it. I don't want to keep pecking his head. You know, leave me alone a little bit, please, Rob. But everyone's in regular contact with him.
Aston Villa have the opportunity to go top of the Premier League table tonight. They welcome bottom side Sheffield United to Villa Park for an 8 o'clock start. Meanwhile, Manchester City can add a world title to their treble they won last year. They're in action in the Club World Cup decider against Brazilian club Fluminense in Saudi Arabia, and that one gets underway at 6. And in the Irish League Premiership this evening, second place Larne host Loch Awe, leaders Linfield face Coleraine at Windsor Park, and Newry City are at home to Carrick Rangers. in the Championship. Institute entertain Ards this evening, while Derrickview are not in action until tomorrow when they travel to Bangor. To rugby, the first of the festive interprovincial derbies in the United Rugby Championship takes place tonight. Ulster play host to Connacht at Kingspan Breffni, and in Belfast, Kieran Treadwell is in line to win his 150th cap for the host, while Marty Moore makes his first start since the New Year days at Tighthead. Connacht welcomed back Mac Hansen to their side after he missed last week's Invesec Champions Cup defeat to Saracens. Kickoff is at 25-8. Elsewhere, Glasgow hosts Edinburgh at the same time. On to darts, Brendan Dolan beat his World Cup teammate Mickey Mansell 3-2 in the second round of the PDC World Championship this afternoon. This evening, Limerick's Willie O'Connor takes on Englishman Chris Duby in the final match of the night. Before that, Cork resident Radek Shiganski plays Raymond van Barneveld. Finally, in racing, there's an A-card race taking place throughout the evening at Dundalk. And that's your evening sport.
Thank you very much indeed, Jordan. A teenager who stole a car and outran a Garda helicopter has received a deferred sentence. The 16-year-old, who can't be named because of his age, appeared today before Dublin Children's Court. With more detail, here's Ben Finnegan.
Dublin Children's Court heard he led officers in a high-speed chase which ended when he lost control after crashing into a roundabout and spun off the road. It was also told he covered about 100 kilometres from Dublin to Longford in just 35 minutes before crashing. A Volkswagen Golf was reported stolen in Cabra in Dublin. A patrol car had took up pursuit. Court was told the Garda helicopter wasn't able to keep up because of the speed of the car. When Gardaí caught up after the car crashed, the then 15-year-old boy was found in the driver's seat. The court imposed a 3-month sentence but deferred activating it pending a review in June. The judge remanded the boy, accompanied to court by a parent, on continuing bail.
Agus anois an nocht a léamh ag Colm Ferrater.
Sé bhur maithse agus bannachtaí na féile díobh Colm Ferrater an seo le na príomhscéaltaí. Tugtar le fios go bhfuil obair a chóirdeireachta agus taide i leithtaithíochta a arbairt i gceantar gaeltachta idir láimhe ag údaras na gaeltachta. Le cad i Brunsabal a tógtha ag an bord súil múnla tithíochta in acuine a chur ar fáil de ceantar gaeltachta. Bé na tithí a thógfar ar thalamh an údaras ná faoi mhártas tithíochta údaras na gaeltachta díirithe ar ghinaí le géalaige atá acu agus tórthaí sé deis do daoine le géalaige a cholínan cruthar na scéime tuairt fúthu i gceantar gaeltachta. Tá thar ag súil go gcuirfí amhreathnú neamhspleath ar an oideachas sa dúscairt éireann an géalaige ar chócéim mar ábhar mheánscoile sa chóras oideachas sna sé chondé. Maidir le ráite scéal linn is ábhar dóthais go bhfuil amhreathnú ar na nua hangathe luaiteón mar lua thosaíocht an amhreathnú. A rá go bhfuil sé an am don réaltas gníomhú ar na máltaí atá luaite mar chuid den amhreathnú agus inéistiú i dóthaí níos fearr donteanga a dhéanamh. Tá oscion 1 billion euro cadaithe do oireachtas na géalaige chun líonra géalaige na thearnála poblaí a bhunú. Méid do thí an inéistíocht na deiseanna luartha teanga a chur ar fáil de ibrithe san airneol phoblaí ar bhíon lo a chuid géalaige a chothú ná a gheosú. Do seirbhísí le bheith curtha ar fáil do ólamóirí ar aithin leibhéil. Agus bé maith a breith ní bhrenna agus a cairde ar aist an áit ag a seart a clogad ag ionad níomh padraig le ceol chorm speisialta nula géile tá na doirse ar oscailt sin sin ag leathanné sé. Sin mo chuid se ile go léir slán agus bannacht.
Weather forecast largely cloudy and breezy this evening with outbreaks of rain and drizzle, mild tonight and staying cloudy with further outbreaks of rain and drizzle, fresh and gusty westerly winds, lowest overnight temperatures 7 to 9 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow Saturday it will be mild, cloudy and breezy with a fresh westerly wind, outbreak of rain and drizzle, they'll become more widespread and persistent by the evening, heavy rain at times, highest temperatures tomorrow quite mild, 11 to 13 degrees Celsius. Looking at the closing headlines on this Friday evening in the north, bus and train services have been suspended all day because of strikes. Cross-border transport services also affected by the dispute over pay. Over 120 vehicles have been detected speeding so far on National Slowdown Day, at least four of them in Donegal. Gardaí are warning against drink and drug driving, also saying over 500 drivers have been arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence over the past 3 weeks. Their Christmas enforcement campaign runs until January 4th. The Rural Independents say people should be given a say on Ireland's immigration policies. However, that's been rejected by the Labour Party. Its leader, Deputy Ivana Bacik, says Labour doesn't support that call. Ireland, she says, has obligations under its UN membership and those obligations will be adhered to. And some breaking news. The UN Security Council has, in the past few minutes, voted, as expected, to increase aid to Gaza after days of delays and US threats to effectively veto any resolution. That's Highland Radio News for now. We're back with headlines at 6. You can read up on all of today's news, of course, on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 22nd of December. The death has taken place of Pat McLaughlin, née Rolston, 58, Summerhill Court, Strabane, formerly of Ballyfatten, Sion Mills, reposing at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday at 10 to 11, for Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road at 11:30, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Requiem Mass can be viewed at churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of John David McLaughlin, Portaline, Mallon, reposing at his late home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 9:45, going to St. Patrick's Church, Ahaclay, Mallon, for Mass at 10:30, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Bridget Doherty, 22, The Cottages, Burnfoot. Bridget's remains are reposing at her daughter Mary Doherty's residence at Chrislemore, Burnfoot. Removal on Sunday morning at 10:45, going to St. Murray's Church, Fawn, for Requiem Mass at 11:30, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Buncrana Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Mario Comiskey, Uris Mana, Uris Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 11, going to St. Michael's Church, Uris, for Requiem Mass at 11:30, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St. Columbkill Village, care of any family member. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of Hugo Gallagher, Rivale Lawns, Leakslip, Kildare, formerly of Inch Island, Donegal, reposing at his residence in Kildare until 8 o'clock this evening. Removal tomorrow morning at 9:30 to arrive at the Church of Our Lady's Nativity, Leakslip, for 10 o'clock funeral mass, followed by burial in Confey Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Irish Cancer Society Night Nursing Service. The death has taken place of Eamon McGinty, Garva, Barnesmore, Donegal Town, reposing at his home in Garva until 10 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20, going to St. Agatha's Church, Clare, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to cancer research. The death has taken place of Marianne Bonner, Ballyargus, Redcastle. Marianne's remains are reposing at her son Martin's home in Ballyargus. Marianne's funeral mass will take place tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 in St. Columba's Church, Drung, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed live on stcolumbusdrung.net. And the death has occurred of John Carr, Dlinsk, Fanad. John's remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from there tomorrow morning, arriving in St. Mary's Church, Fanavalti, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Rosary nightly at 9. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Mifa Fire Station, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.